Oh, hello, Sally.
You're looking very brown.
You've got a tan.
Almost there.
Fantastic.
It's for you.
Whoa.
Shh. I'm trying to read the tasks, ducks.
Get Alex onto dry land as elegantly as possible. Alex must remain dry. No mention of me remaining dry.
You have a maximum of 20 minutes. Alex will hoist the anchor in 2 minutes. And you've got rid of the oar.
We're yet to see Nish Kumar's effort. I'm hoisting the anchor. Quite elegant.
This is my most elegant position.
We're nearly there, Nish.
Excuse me.
I want to stay elegant with it, Alex.
That's not very elegant, is it? I can feel the wind on my butt crack.
I can see the wind on your butt crack.
You can see the wind on my butt crack.
A little bit.
Please, Alex, step forth onto the platform.
Thank you, Nish.
Elegant. How do you like them apples?
What did he say at the end?
He shouted, "How do you like them apples?"
Which is the battle cry of the elegant man.
That's what I say every time people see both my butt cheeks. How do you like these apples?
Fast.
Very fast.
OK, oh, tell me. Oh, right.
he took 4 minutes and 5 seconds. Yeah. First place, isn't it?
First place, bam, straight in, as far as I'm concerned. Okay.
So three tasks, or?
So Nish, there are three items on that table, and three tasks.
I can see him. Three tasks, three items.
You can open them in any order you want.
OK.
You will be opening all three in the course of the task.
Well, then I'm not going to overthink that part. Look interesting.
Go central.
We always go for the left. We always go for the left.
Right to left, Arabic style.
Balance one item on top of the red pole.
Eat one item. Fastest wins.
Your time started when you opened the first task and ends when you've completed all three tasks.
OK, I'm going to check the other tasks first. Standing behind this rope.
Throw one item into the bucket.
Where's the rope? Oh, the... yeah.
Eat one item.
OK. Balance one item on top of the red pole. So I've got to eat one, throw one in the bucket, balance one on top there.
Will this balance on here, or is that silly? Still, it surely is possible. Let's try throwing the Weetabix in the bucket now. No. Go with this as well. Ooh. Right, I'm going to continue throwing both of these. No. No. Underarm. Oh, no wind. In, that's in.
The twiglet is in. That was the measurer. Ah, disintegrated.
It's all going to go into the bucket.
It's disintegrated. Some of it's in.
Percentage?
I'm going to go 5. What's happened here is I've had a bit of the old fit of rage. Weetabix is compromised. I hate this show.
And that, I think, is that.
Oh. Ah!
Finished?
It's a shame. I was going to give you an extra bonus point for the sheer style of the jelly throw at the end. I've just taken it away because you pushed my table over.
It was the anger had sort of got the best of me by that point, because it was quite a hot day, and there were quite a lot of people watching and openly laughing and shouting, look at that man, he's terrible.
It's interesting how quickly you can remove any hint of film star cool by getting someone to chuck a Weetabix into a bin.
Hello, Ashling.
Oh, right, fine. Don't reply in the language I came in with.
Hello, Sally.
Hi. Is this an art task?
I'm wearing day of the week socks, but it's the wrong day. I don't give an S.
Primary school. Feeling, vibe.
Okay.
Just saying.
Was that a happy time?
For me?
Yeah.
My first day wasn't. Someone had done a poo in the sandpit.
Make a funny little flickbook film.
The mat beneath your feet is a paper.
The camera above your head will take photos of your paper.
Funniest of funniest little flickbook film wins.
You have 1 hour.
Now flick the flickbook.
Your time start, your time star, your time... your time... yeah. Right, I did it backwards, didn't I, Alex?
Oh, that is an absolutely savage piece of filmmaking. I can barely separate them.
Hello.
Hello.
I'll take the task.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Write and perform a song about this woman.
Best song wins.
You have 5 minutes to talk to the woman.
And then 30 minutes to write her a song.
The time starts now, so we need to gather as much information as we can. Hi, so what's your name?
Rosalind.
Where are you from originally?
Southport.
What do you do for a living?
Yeah.
Japanese translator.
Do you have children?
Yes, got 2 sons.
What do you do to pass the time?
I'm an athletics official, track judge, and I do long jump and the sprints.
Who's your favourite band of all time, music-wise?
Good idea.
Might lead us to some music.
Good idea.
Ooh, like Mozart.
Mozart.
One of my favourite bands as well.
What's your favourite film?
Oh, Hangover. Hangover 1 and 2.
Oh, favourite food?
Oh, beans on toast.
So this, for the first time ever, is Mark and Nish's Song for a Stranger.
Good evening, London! We are the Diverse Stripes. I am Jack Brown, and this is my wife's sister, Mark. This is called I'm Always Seeing You, open brackets, do cool stuff, close brackets.
Close brackets.
All right. And 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, yeah. I saw you translate a poem from Japanese. It looked so tricky, but you did it with ease. I saw you judging long jump at the athletics. I felt so low cause it's born, I'm just pathetic. I'm always seeing you do cool stuff. I try my best but it's never good enough. I saw you watch the Hangover DVD, but I was busy with the Hangover Part 3. I saw you listening to the Mozart Symphony, but my attention span is, hey, look at that tree.
2, 3, 4.
I'm always seeing you do cool stuff. I try my best, but it's never good enough. I wanna serve you beans on toast, but it's a fantasy, it's nothing but a boast. You come from Southport, I live miles away in Ballam, and I'm a coward and I feel a wrath of Allen. I'm always seeing you do,
cool stuff.
I try my best, but it's never good enough. Good enough.
One more time.
I'm always seeing you do cool stuff. I try my best, but it's never good enough.